is really great information.
I love that. And I love also that I am not the technology expert. In fact, some of my friends, when they saw me in the New York Times, were like, are you the same person I had to actually teach how to text not last week? You know, and I said, yeah, that's me. So that's only to say that you too can do this. So what I'm going to talk about is just our process of starting a text line, why we did it, our processes of and how we changed over time, and what kind of information we found out from it, and sort of our direction going forward. So we started it last year, almost a little over a year ago, in February of 2009, sort of in a response to the fact, well, I should say that we are an intermediary organization, the Adolescent Pregnancy Prevention Campaign of North Carolina. We don't do direct service. We help program providers implement better programs, select programs that work, that sort of thing. But we were feeling a real disconnect with the actual end population of the people we want to be serving. So this was a way for us to connect, to find out where the gaps in knowledge were missing. And this seemed like a good way to do that, with 75% of teens owning cell phones and claiming that cell phones really, like, without cell phones and texting, you know, their life would be suboptimal. So we started in 2009. We did outreach through the social networking sites like MySpace, and we have a Facebook page. We're sort of deciding how to branch out from that, but that's a pretty good way, because you can put in demographic information. You can say all North Carolina youth between the ages of 14 and 19 can, you know, that's who you advertise to. So you can be really specific about your target group. That doesn't keep people from saying they're 16 and, you know, having a MySpace account, but it's at least your intention is to advertise to a certain age group, and you can make that clear, you know, when you sign up with MySpace as an advertiser. Also, we've given our little card out for the number at health fairs. We've started to give it to health educators so that they can offer it to students in their classes if they wish to. So the early process is, we had a phone. We went and got a phone and texted on the phone, and that was great until the New York Times article came out. But the problem with that is that we couldn't, we had to transpose all of the questions and answers into an Excel spreadsheet so that we could keep track not only of the types of questions we're getting, but also of the types of answers we're giving. So that became a little more cumbersome with the increase in texting that we were getting from young people. So we had to eventually move to a service that we use as Zuku, but there are other, and I think it probably will be more and more available, but it's one service that keeps everything online. So we have an account with Zuku. We can go on, sign in, and the questions come through our portal. We answer them, send them out. One of the issues with texting is it's 160 characters. As you can well imagine, we'll talk a little bit more about the types of questions. Some questions are very easy to answer in 160 characters, and some just aren't. So that's some. I hope the technology can kind of evolve to include broader answers to really, you know, bigger questions. But anyway, so we're now on the service called Zuku, keeps all the questions and responses reserved. We don't have to transpose it. The other thing is, this is all something we just wanted to do, so it's nobody's job. It's nobody's one job. So I was thinking questions you might have, and the cost of it is pretty inexpensive for a phone, or now the Zuku service is $40 a month. It's not that much, but it does require staff time, and that's just something we've donated. We'll do it at night or over the weekend, and so it's something that we've been able to work out so far. But that would be an added cost if you want to do something like this, if you didn't have a big enough staff or a willing enough staff to participate. Okay, so as far as we know about who we're reaching throughout our state right now, we've got a pretty good, like a 50% reach so far. The areas in darker purple are more of the city metropolitan areas, so, you know, we're not quite sure what that means, except that they might just have more access to computers to see the MySpace, you know, ad or something. Or you know, phones maybe, but there's, you know, lots of people have phones, so it's probably not that. It could be our outreach if we're just not reaching these. So this is what we know so far, and we think that's a pretty good, you know, first year's accomplishment as far as reaching a lot of youth in North Carolina. This isn't all that interesting, except to say that we're just keeping track of the areas where the we look at the area code and the routing number so that we can see which areas specifically we're reaching and keeping track of that. So then we're also keeping track of the types of questions we're getting. This collection of topic codes and number of text is just from our first sampling, so it would go up now. But lots of questions about sex, oddly, and pregnancy and HIV STIs was the next group, and other and pregnancy. Other and relationships, and I'm thinking some of the other are sort of relationship questions we didn't know what to do with. But certainly the relationship questions are the most poignant and really, I think, demonstrate the gaps in knowledge for young people. You know, there's, it's just kind of heartbreaking. Sometimes you'll get a series of questions is my penis big enough or something? And then like three texts later, they're just sort of gaining trust. And then three texts later, they're like, is that all that's important to her? Is that the only way I know that she likes me? So they're really, really curious at the end of the day about relationships too. And that's some of the, I think that's one area I think we're failing sometimes to connect to, is that relationship building piece in the world of public health. Because I see that disconnect in the text that we get. So. Anyway, take that. So I was going to give you some types of questions. I just talked about the kind of questions we get. Do you want to hear some of the questions?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I didn't. let's see. So in terms of relationships, we get questions like, why do guys think it's cool to sleep with a girl and tell their friends? How long do you think a person should wait to have sex with someone? Super. Love getting that question. When can you say you really love someone? I mean, 160 characters. Do I love her or do I love the sex? And so a lot of those, the way that we answer is just try to make it a little more aerial and try to give them some more just empowerment of their own feelings, or because this is such a time of discovery and identity forming and all of that jazz. So we just try to, how could you possibly answer the question, how do I know if I'm in love? But for an example of an answer, do I love her or do I love the sex? We responded, it is great that you're asking yourself this, and it sounds like you're trying to be honest with yourself and with her. I can't really answer for you, but what you may consider doing is asking yourself what kind of relationship you are looking for and what love looks like to you. You may love her and the sex, but you may love the sex and not want to be in a loving relationship. I mean, in some ways, I just reframed their question, but there's no way to answer that. I think it's validating though, because a lot of times after this series of texting, they're just really kind of grateful that you were at least responsive and honest. And that's one thing we try to be. Lots about sex and lots of normal questions. Is it normal to masturbate? Am I normal if I like guys? Am I normal if this or that? So a lot of normalizing questions. A lot of how can you get pregnant, a lot of how can you get STDs, a lot of what are the symptoms of, that sort of thing. How do you use a condom? How much are condoms? And you can well imagine being so psyched to get that question after, how do I know if I'm in love? And then you're like, yes, how much are condoms? And then we sort of, after the New York Times article, we were pretty certain. It's really strange. You can almost start, there's a language of texting, and I used to think, and it is a pretty one-dimensional form of communication, really, and our main goal is to connect them with other resources, for sure. But you can really, there is a tone, and so after the article, you could tell that some people were texting and they weren't teens. But anyway, so at that point, we had to be really clear about what kind of information we were giving. We didn't want to lose the privilege of doing this or get parents mad, so we made a distinction between, you know, we will give you sexual health information and certainly respond to relationship questions, but we're not into sexual technique questions. So, you know, how do you give someone a blowjob? How do you find the G-spot? We started getting a lot of questions like that, and I was like, okay, you're not a teenager. So lots of different questions. One other thing I should mention is just the development of our protocol. We're very clear to say that we're not doctors. We do have a lot of combined experience in sexual health, but we will always say we cannot diagnose over the text. Here, you know, if you happen to know what area they're in, or you ask them what area they're in, Burlington, North Carolina, where's the nearest clinic? And then you try to get them that information. Not just say go to the health department, but find the number for them. Or, you know, that's what we try to do if we know where they are, to just make that access to care just a little more possible. And if we get some of the questions you saw, one, I think we've gotten on abortion, and one, we've gotten on sexual abuse. We have referrals that will give out hotlines if we even suspect rape or sexual abuse. The other thing I want to mention is evaluation. This is what I showed you as far as where the questions are coming from. Is about the only evaluation we've done, because we just don't want to... We don't want to break that bond of trust that we've created for anonymity, and we don't want kids getting an unsolicited text from us. So that's been how we've handled that. It's unfortunate we don't know whether they follow up and go to the health clinic when you give them that information, but we don't. We are trying to think of something, and Amanda, I was so happy that you just said this, some opt-in option so that we can, you know, maybe put at the bottom of our text, if you want to receive more sexual health information, please opt into this site. It'd be a really, you know, a great way to get them to volunteer to get more information. But at this point, we're not doing that, and we're not, you know, sending unsolicited text. Am I done? Okay. So it's been really interesting how it's taken off. We've partnered with UNC School of Journalism we did a focus group with young people to say, how should we get this information to you? How should we get information about the text line so that you can use it? Had a lot of great marketing ideas, and we're about to sort of launch that. That new marketing and outreach plan that we have, which is really exciting. We've also developed partners with UNC trying to use texts with new parents to help them sort of overcome the hurdles of new parenthood at young ages. So that'll be interesting to see what comes of that study. It's a research study, but we're helping out with that. And then we're also going to partner with somebody that really, 117 Media, about reaching LGBTQ youth. So we've got some exciting offshoots of the text line. And is there anything else I wanted to say? I think not. But I have my cards up here, and I have a summary of the text line. And we've helped people set up text lines kind of across the country. If people were calling with a lot of interest, so we've helped people do that. If it's something you're interested in, you just want a sounding board or somebody to consult with, please give us a call. Thank you.